Gary, I'd suggest that's one of the most polished 90 minutes we've seen from the team this season.
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic response to get back to winning ways. You know, having come 20 seconds away from that feeling in the game on Tuesday, to respond here at St Andrews, especially with the way that we did, the performance that we gave. Yeah, delighted for the players, delighted for our fans. 3 points is what we wanted, and I just thought, you know, we knew that we were going to come up against a quality side in Forest. You know, as I said before the game, you know, it's built for promotion, that team, that's their expectation. I thought we really wanted to, the main part of it was to come out and be on the front foot, and I think for the majority of the game we were in control and we were dominant, and yeah, we would have liked the second goal to have come a little bit sooner maybe, but that's the least we deserved today. I thought it was a thoroughly deserved win and a really good performance, a strong performance, like you said there, focused defensively, and we always looked a threat offensively as well, and great just to be back to winning ways, which was the most important.
And a rare tweak to the system as well, but with Hotter playing in a more central role, and it worked very well at times.
Yeah, look, I had a good look at Nottingham Forest, and it's hard because they've only had a few games, but we just felt that, you know, a system that they might use, you know, we might be able to affect that a little bit better, especially at home, to get us on the front foot, and then we, you know, decided to go with that, and yeah, thankfully, as you always think, you know, on paper and in training that it goes well, but you need to deliver the performance to, you know, come a Saturday, and, you know, in a game situation like that, and I thought they delivered the performance that was perfect. We were, as I said, on the front foot. We were in the situations where we could get on top of them in second balls, and we could create as well. So yeah, I thought the lads followed the plan excellent, and yeah, as I said, no, the main part was to get back to winning ways, and I thought it was a really fantastic response to that.
If there's something that would be levelled at Hotter sometimes, it is whether he gets enough end product out of his ability. That's as neat a finish as we'll see all season.
Yeah, fantastic finish, and that's great for him and for the team. Yeah, but look, it's been a hard season for the players. Physically, I think it's probably the most they've ever been pushed, and you can see from the first half of the season, you know, the likes of Jots and Mags and those types, from the positions that we have been using them, it's a big physical demand, and they had all the energy in the first half of the season. This time now, no, it's maybe not as fresh as they normally would be, is to try and put them in positions where they can be effective, and, you know, today to use Jots, that's how I wanted to go against Nottingham Forest, having a look at them, and it was effective. It proved by the goal, but also from his contribution as well, being able to pick up balls and use him in a really good way and most effective. So, yeah, but very pleased. The main part is, I thought it was a fantastic response to make sure we got back to winning ways today.
And just finally, there was no probably more fitting end to this week's script than an injury time penalty for Shea Adams in front of the Tilton.
Well, we thought we had one in the first half that wasn't given. At one moment, I didn't think, you know, Fassell got brought down and there was a handball. I don't think either two were going to get given for some reason. There was some sort of delay. So, yeah, thankful to see that, yeah, we got what we deserve. But I think the performance and, yeah, Shea scores his goal, but it was the whole team performance there. I thought from every single one of them, the guys that come on, I thought we delivered a really strong performance today, and that was really pleasing to see.